patient name, Frederick Walter. Date of birth, 1/12/1950. Provider, Kareen, C-A-R-R-E-E-N. Last name, Castrol, C-A-S-T-R-O-L-L. Appointment start time, 1/29/2004, 10:45 a.m. Appointment end time, 1/29/24, 11:45 a.m. Appointment duration, 60 minutes. Primary code, 99205. The patient presents with his wife for treatment of dementia. The patient is unable to provide an accurate history. He gives his wife permission to be present in the session who provided history for the patient, period. The onset of patient's illness was 3 years ago, with worsening in the past 7 years. He retired 10 years ago, being an executive vice president of a union food and commercial company. The patient has symptoms of short-term memory loss, mostly for things and objects. He still remembers his family members. At first, he displayed word-finding difficulties, which is not as apparent during session. He does exhibit echolalia of mild form. The wife stated that the patient yells, curses, throws things. He tried to hit his wife one day. There was an incident a short time ago where he hit his 4-year-old grandchild in the head. Those children no longer come to the house, but the wife is able to visit them over there. The Montreal Cognitive Assessment was administered to the patient with an overall score of 6 out of 30. He demonstrated severe deficits in visual, spatial, and executive functioning, naming, memory, attention. Language, and delayed recall. As far as orientation, he was unable to state the date, the month, the year, or the day of the week. He was able to place the day, he was able to state what place he was in and what city he was in. The patient denies current depression. He does not recall hitting his grandson, nor does he recall nearly hitting his wife. He does know that he cannot drive, and he is very upset about that. The patient was put on Seroquel 25 milligrams, half in the morning and half at bedtime. The wife stated that it is not working. He has no history of depression, no prior hypomania or mania, no psychosis by history. He has never had panic attacks or anxiety, no mention of any psychological trauma. The patient does not have wandering behaviors at this time. He is able to dress and shower himself. He can make a sandwich. He does get up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom. The wife has to do the finances, make all his phone calls, and do his driving. The wife has stage 4 cancer. Her chemo medication stopped working after 1 year. She has cancer of the lung, ribs, abdominal, and chest wall, secondary to breast cancer 16 years ago. She complains of back pain. It is a burden in the sense that she does have concerns that she will die soon. She does state that the 31-year-old son and his girlfriend live with them, and the 31-year-old son will assume care of the patient. Family history, the father had emphysema and died at age 64. The mother had adult leukemia and died in her 80s. There is no psychiatric illness by history in the family. There is alcoholic drinking behavior on both sides of his family, including his parents, brothers, and sisters. Substance abuse, the patient no longer drinks. He drank, quote, a lot, unquote, according to the wife, up until a month ago. He owned a bar. He used to drink one bottle of wine and beers every day. He has never gone to detox, no psychiatric hospitalization. His brother owns the bar now. Medication, the patient is on Eliquis 5 milligrams POBID, aspirin 81 milligrams PO daily, Lipitor 80 milligrams PO daily, Donepezil 10 milligrams PO daily, Enalapril 2.5 milligrams PO daily, Escitalopram 20 milligrams PO daily, Memantine XR 28 milligrams PO daily, Metoprolol ER 50 milligrams PO daily, and Quetiapine 12.5 milligrams PO BID. Medical history. The patient has a history of coronary artery disease, hypertension, hypercholesterolemia. He has frequent bowel movements. The patient complains of, quote, crackles, unquote, in his head. This has been worked up by neurology without any significant findings. The patient has no prior head trauma, no known allergies. The patient's primary medical doctor is Dr. Lewis Greenblatt. His cardiologist is Dr. Gidzik, G-I-D-Z-I-K, at Suffolk Heart. His neurologist is Dr. Sekhan, T-S-E-K-H-A-N. Surgical history, the patient had a loop recorder placed. He's had a three-vessel cardiac bypass. He had a cardiac ablation and a valve replacement. The patient had repair of left carpal tunnel. He had an appendectomy many years ago. Social history. The patient has been married for 45 years. They have four children, female 41, female 39, female 35, and male 31. He worked as an executive VP in United Food and Commercial Workers Union. He is one of 13 children, being the second oldest. He grew up in North Babylon, New York. He is high school educated. Developmental history, no problems have been known, but the wife doesn't know his exact history. She does state that his mother was given, quote, PEP pills when she was pregnant with the patient. Diagnosis, major neurocognitive disorder due to probable vascular disease, unspecified severity with other behavioral or psychological disturbance. Plan. Add Risperdal, R-I-S-P-E-R-D-A-L, 0.5 milligrams POBID, continue Donepezil 10 milligrams PO once daily, continue Memantine ER 28 milligrams PO once daily, follow up in 1 month.